tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It can be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you have. If you think it might be valuable, you just want to brag about it that you have it, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in a current auction. Things can change, especially on hot players, hot items. That's something where I don't know if you've noticed this, but on eBay now, first they went from wanting you to return things after 2 weeks. Now they're talking about like a 2 month thing where it's like collectibles go up and down. A lot of cards go up and down, like rookie cards. They do good, they go up. They do poorly, they go down. I was going to tweet to eBay and say, if I buy some eBay stock and it goes down in a month, can I return it to you at yeah. full cost? You know, that's not right. It's
so they're
not
talking about really just you have up to 2 months to return something?
Yeah, which is, to me, ridiculous. I'm selling refrigerators, that's fine. But with collectibles, that's goofy.
Totally.
Don't you agree, Bill?
Oh, totally. I mean, you could make all kinds of money doing that.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just not, and there are guys out there that will completely take advantage of that. To me, with a collectible, you give them 24 hours. You see from the tracking when the guy gets it, look it over, make sure you like it. It's what how described. 24 hours to return it or else keep it. You can't, yeah. Oh, I don't know, this guy got hurt, I think I want to get rid of it, that type of stuff. That's not a good thing.
If they do that, they're going to lose a lot of sellers, including me right here.
You can do it without offering that, but then you don't get their biggest discount. That's right, the thing. Right. So it's going to cost you basically more money in seller fees, but I think at that point, I'm offering the 2 week thing and I haven't had many problems with it. It's just like in the regular world, it's like 98-99% of the population is legit, tries to do things right, but you always got that 1 or 2% that are messing things up, and you know that's going to happen once in a while on something like that. And then Vince, the Vinceroo is back. It's good to have you back, Vince.
It's nice to be here. It was a nice drive downtown
last morning. Last week we had that marathon downtown, and after the marathon, my wife and I had to get back to the Union Station. We had to walk from the hotel to Union Station, and I'm rolling our suitcase, going through the thing, and it's fine. And so it's maybe 3/4 mile walk. But right when we get up to Union Station, the marathon, there's a backlog of guys running right on the road, right by Union Station. And I was like Costanza with the Frogger machine going through the people, going across the thing, rolling it through. You ever see that
funny,
one?
Yes, yes.
But luckily, it wasn't game over for me at the end like it was for Costanza when they ran into him.
That's funny.
Tom, my daughter's friend, Tatiana, she won her third consecutive Chicago Marathon.
That's awesome. So she won again, huh?
Yeah, Tatiana McFadden. She finished in an hour and 44 minutes.
Wow, that's impressive.
So is she in the wheelchair?
Yes.
When I was walking back from the station to the hotel, I went right by where the wheelchair guys were going by. Right. Man, what an effort those guys are putting out with their arms, rolling. That was really impressive. I mean, the whole thing is really impressive, actually.
And I think I'm sure she could take down all three of us in an arm wrestle.
Oh, I can guarantee that. Okay, we have Mike from Palatine on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Yeah, I've got a badge, a volunteer's badge from the 91 and 92 U.S. Junior Amateur, and it's signed by Tiger on one side, and then the person that he beat in the match play on the other side.
Wow, so this is from the early 90s?
Yeah, when he was still an amateur.
Now, that's pretty cool, I think. What do you think of the value of that one, Bill?
Mike, what is it? It's a badge? It's a player's badge, or it's a...
A volunteer's badge. The person that gave it to me, she volunteered at the tournament, and then I had done her a few favors over the years, and she gave me the badge as a gift.
Do you know what tournament it was?
It was the U.S. Junior Amateur, I believe.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm guessing, I mean, the item it's on is probably less than most desirable items that he would have signed, but the fact that it's from a specific tournament that he played in, did he win that tournament?
Yeah.
Well, that's even better. I can't imagine that there's not guys out there who would pay, you know, $300 to $500 or more for that item.
Yeah, so early in his career, I think that really helps it right there. I like that.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, very neat.
You know, there's a 94 U.S. amateur badge from a Tiger Woods tournament in 94 that they're asking $300 for, and
yeah,
that's not signed, so gives you a perspective anyway.
Yeah, so probably, $500 range might be good. Now, you can tweet me an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. I get things during the week, and we will mention things that I get during the week on Twitter. As a matter of fact, last week's winner, it was from you didn't hear this one. It was a pretty cool item. It was a Pat Quinn and Bruce Rauner dual signed baseball. So he had tweeted me a picture of that one. And you will get in the drawing if you tweet me an item and we use it on the air. Now, we're giving away a box of 2014 Topps Heritage Minor League Baseball this year, which has two autographs per box, and it has all the Cubs' top prospect autographs in there. So it's a pretty neat look, too. They have them designed like the 65 Topps baseball. So that's our prize, and ERC Delivery will deliver it right to your door at no charge to the winner. So yes, you can tweet or you can call at 312-332-3776. And HugginsandScott.com, we're going to mix in some more of the October auction items that ended some of the prices, but also there's already some items they're taking in for the December auction. Josh sent me a couple, Bill, and one neat item is that Bob Turley 1954 All-Star Game bat signed by 20 guys. That looks like a good item.
Yeah, did he give you the story behind it?
No, that's what I had a feeling there might be a good story behind that one.
The story behind it is Bob Turley, when he was warming up, you know, for the game, he was in the outfield shagging flies and as the pitchers warm up and all, and Ted Williams hit a long fly, and I guess he was running back kind of just lackadaisical, and he, just before he caught the ball, he runs into the wall.
Oh, really?
Big gash in his forehead, off to the hospital, missed the game, and the team, the American League team, signed his bat and took it to him and gave it to him in the hospital.
Oh, so that would have been the bat that Turley would have used if he had batted in the game. I think at that time he probably wouldn't have batted anyway, but that he had a bat for him for the game, so it was that bat?
Yeah.
That is a great story. That's I've never heard that one.
Yeah, and the there's actually... I think the guy has an article from the paper the next day talking about that.
Well, Ted Williams was one of the guys who signed that bat also.
Oh, yeah, and Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Early signatures like that. Now, that really is a neat item. Vince and I were talking.
I don't know what you can compare it to, but it's you know, I think it's going to get, you know, lots and lots of action.
Yeah, you really can't compare it to anything because that is a one-of-a-kind story. I like that. Here's another thing that's pretty cool. You don't see very often where Cy Young, you have a cut on an album page where he signed it, Denton T. Cy Young, full name, and it's PSA DNA 9, so that's got to be a solid signature.
I've never seen another one of those, and according to PSA and JSA, they've never encapsulated another one.
Wow, that's cool. Those are going to be some. I've got a couple things in from customers that brought things in from Triple Crown that are going to be in that December auction. One guy had some nice early 50s stuff, including a 51 Bowman Willie Mays card. So that's Willie Mays' first card. And it was in pretty decent shape, so that stuff should do well. It's going to be another, the December auction will be a big auction, I'm sure, right, Bill?
That's usually one of our better ones.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, we get a lot of people, I get a lot of wives who bid under their husband's name. I'm sure the husband knows about it, but it's sort of like, you know, my husband said he would like this item. And it's funny because when wives bid in the auction, I mean, my husband wants this. Well, I guess I got to buy it.
So yeah, right.
You hear that, ladies? All us husbands out there around Christmas time, Huggins and Scott Auctions.
They're probably thinking, I can't believe I'm bidding this much on a card or whatever.
But my husband really likes it.
Yeah.
Know?
Russ from Park Ridge is on the line. What do you have there, Russ?
Index cards of Moose Chola and Dick the Bruiser.
Dick the Bruiser. Now, there's a name that's a blast from the past. Did he sign it, Dick the Bruiser, or how did he sign it?
Dick the Bruiser.
Does he have any value, Bill? Dick the Bruiser, the old wrestler?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound too good.
I'm sure he has some value. I don't know that he's a household name or he's up there with the Denton T. Cy Young.
Right. So these are both on cuts, right, Russ?
Index cards.
Index cards. Did you meet him in person or send away for him, or how'd you do them?
Yeah, we'd go to the wrestling matches.
Were you a wrestler yourself? You sound like you could
take
on a bear or something.
My grandfather and everybody loved wrestling.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
We'd go with a fun club.
Sometimes it's fun to take an index card and frame it with a picture of the guy. It can get a nice-looking display piece that way.
Okay.
All right, very good, Russ. Thanks for the call. All right, so the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a 2014 Topps Heritage Minor League Baseball box to one caller or tweeter. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom. And, you know, speaking of Twitter, this is just dumb. There's nothing collectible about this. But I've been known to say dumb things on the air before. There was a thing I retweeted the picture of this. In 1931 in England, they had a vending machine where, like, for a penny or a nickel, you got a pre-lit cigarette. Okay. And the first thing I thought of, the old Addams Family TV show where...
with the hand.
Was it Cousin It or the Thing or whatever would reach out and just give you... And then I thought, you know, I bet they also had vending for where you got a beer that had a couple sips already out. It's like a vending machine for a pre-lit cigarette. How could that even...
That's
how
unique.
Could they even do
That's
that?
That's unique. That's unique.
Okay, Bill from Antioch is online. Can you beat that, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not hard to do.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. What do you have?
All right. I've got a pair of Spalding shiny black leather cleats. Never been used. My dad gave them to me a number of years ago from Florida. He has since passed away. And I'm trying to find out if there's any way to verify the possibility. These are a 9.5. They're the kangaroo leather. They still have the original ticket on them, still in plastic bags, so obviously brand new. And I was told that when my dad was alive, he worked at a golf course down in Florida right near Citrus Hill, Citrus Springs, where Ted Williams owned all kinds of land.
Okay.
Now, my dad worked at a golf course, and he said Ted would come in there all the time, and they'd shoot the breeze and talk about different things. And apparently, he gave these cleats to my dad. And I tried to get a hold of Spalding to find out, did he ever have a shoe contract or anything, and nobody would ever call me back.
So they're baseball cleats and not golf spikes.
Right, baseball cleats.
Huh.
Yeah, and they're the kind when you flip them on the underside, there's that real you know, nice, shiny brown leather bottom, and the spikes are actually two different pieces that look like they were, you know, somehow, like, I don't know what the word, like, riveted onto the bottom of the leather.
Well, they're neat, and maybe they were the type of, like, a game-issued type thing, the type he would wear in a game, but if, Bill, if they're... If it's not something that he could have worn in a game, it would it be that big of a deal?
I have no idea.
No, I'm talking about Bill Huggins here for this one, what he thinks about it.
Yeah, Bill, I don't know that it would be if that you could prove that they were the kind that he used unless you could photo match them.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really neat, though, the story from your dad, but I think you'd have trouble actually selling that one and getting anything for it. You know, based on that story, I think you'd have some trouble. I think it just makes a great story when people come over to your house, put them in a nice display or something, and great story for your friends, but that's about it. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, so hang in there. We'll be right back.